Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neeson. Scientists don't often get to make major new discoveries, but maybe for the first time, they found organisms that dine on viruses.
And that would make sense because viruses are everywhere, and their biomass is several times that of all humans on Earth. So organisms that can actually feed on viruses would have an ideal food source.
To find these organisms, scientists place water collected from the Gulf of Maine and the Mediterranean into a flow cytometer. It sorts cells floating in water based on their physical features.
There were 1,700 planktonic protists, which are single-cell eukaryotes. When scientists analyzed their DNA, about half from the Mediterranean and a fifth from the Gulf of Maine contained bacterial DNA, which makes sense since they eat bacteria.
But about the same amount also had pieces of viral DNA from up to 50 different viruses. Most were types of bacteriophages, which are viruses that infect bacteria.
What really made scientists believe these organisms ate viruses were two particular protists, picozoans and coanozoans.
Neither had any bacterial DNA, but they all had similar types of bacteriophage DNA, even though these two protists are not closely related. So most likely they did not pick up the viruses by chance.
We don't know how this affects the ocean's food chain, however, since viruses contain phosphorus and nitrogen. Imagine finding out that viruses are important to this cycle.
We are Drs. David Neeson and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.